Weiter in Shas, Mirim Bava Basa Daf Samach Gimel, picking up at the top of the page, five lines down, continuing on with different Lashonos, trying to figure out what exactly is meant when a person says something. Pshita says, the Gemara, it's obvious that Ami Yachok Malone Ben Achasai, let's say a person says that so-and-so should get Yachalok, Bechalik, my properties, and who are we talking about over here, says Rashbam, Shchivmer, a person on his deathbed, I'll call him a Chalik Nechasav Alpiv, Shamar Plon Yachalok Bechasav Hagashokol. So someone who's splitting up his stuff, and he'll say he's on his deathbed, and he's saying that this is the Lashon he uses, Yachalok Plon Bechasai, Palgav, and the guy ends up getting half of the property. But let's say he says, Tenu Chalik Plon Bechasai, my. What if he says, give him a Chalik from my property, then what's going to be the din then? Says Rashbam, Mi Amrin and Hai Chalik, Lashon Chalukahu, do we say that means a Chalukah, and for Palka Kashakli, he takes half. A chelik a roi litam kamer, just like a chelik that he's in his roi come and take. That's Bezin Tolay Dover Lashai, but come have a chelik roi loy. And it's up to Bezin to figure out how much that is. Shoot the dying, let them figure it out. Amar Avina Barkisi, Toshmal, try to bring it up, following your idea, firing riot. The time was in a brisa. Homer to do chelik a pony before. Let's say somebody says, give a chelik to the following person. In my boar, what are we talking about over here? Says Rashbam, of water that's gathered up over there. Some say of wine, but he says of water. Sumcha somer ein pachas merivia. You don't get less than a quarter. You don't get less than a quarter. Now, it's actually what ends up happening is you get nothing less than a quarter, but you get even more, because what happens is the rest of it ends up being a suffix. You don't get half straight up, because it's unclear, but you get half of half for sure, and then that other half, that other quarter that's left over, you split between the two of them. And that's from the Gemara in Bava Kama. As the Rashbam points out, that Sumchus is Lata'amei, the Amr Beperek Shor, Shanagach Sapara, Chatzin Nezak Lapara, Reveal of Vlad, the Makmin and Law. Would we explain this big Gemara? Alibi the Sumchus, Tamar, Momenot, Abasafik, Cholkin. And over here also we do the same idea. He gets the quarter for sure, and then half of that other quarter. So therefore, that's how you split it up. So that's where you see it doesn't get less than a quarter. Now, more things in this price. Lachavis in Pachos Mishminis. Let's say he says that Lashon again, that strange Lashon of Tenut Chilik Leploni Binechasai. So what happens when it comes to a barrel? In Pachos Mishminis, Mishmona, says Rashbam Klomer Im Omer Tenu Chilik Leploni Bebor Lechavis Kidei Limlos Chavis Tahainu Lahashkas Behem Osav. It's used in order to go ahead and give water to his animals. V'lo Lahashkos Sedosav, and not for his field. Why is it that he for sure gets an eighth? Says the Rashbam. Ein Pachos Mishonu Bebor Mishum the chatzia bor tzarch lechavis. You need half of the bor for the chavis, for that barrel. V'chi kamar chelek doma palga the chavis. Maybe it means half of that, which would mean a quarter. Kamar dahinu revia habor. Omashu kamar, maybe just a little bit. Hilkach yesh lo chatzi revia, gets half of that quarter. Dahinu echad mishmona, comes out to 1/8. B'shitazu yesh lo farish kulam. Lekedera in Pachos Miyod base. If he says give it for a kedera, and a kedera is used in order to make food, it says Rashbam, Tenu chelik alpon babor latakin machalo in Pachos Miyod base. Dahaini revia shiur haro'oi lekedera. A quarter is ro'oi for kedera. Mishum dilma palga kamer umaman umatomasafik cholken. So therefore it ends up being half of that, and then you get, it ends up being a quarter of a third, which ends up being 1/12 of it. Le tefiach, if he says for a tefiach is for a cup. Rashbam says kli katan lishtos bo. Bede adam vay shira zuter makulo. It's the smallest of all the shirim over here. Ve'elka gabi tenu chelik laponi bechse yito revia the dilma palga kamer or dilma shavapruta kamer. He doesn't agree with that anyway, but the point is, Latfiach, Epachos Mishisha, sorry, he's got less than a 1/16 of the water that's found in the pit, which is 1/4 of a quarter. Tanu Rabbanan, Anushtiko Torah, Ben Levi, Shamachar Sadali Yisrael. Let's say you have a Levi goes and sells a field to a Israelite. V'amar lo, and he says, somebody's selling it. Amanash Shamaiser Rishon Shali. Quick reminder here, we know that if a person has a field and he has to give off what's known Truma and Maiser, And Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Ani, that depends on the year. Meiser Rishon is to give 10% of his produce goes to a Levi. So the guy, this Levi, sells the field, says, I'll give it to you on condition that Meiser Rishon Shali, that when you take off the Meiser Rishon, that it comes to me. Then is Meiser Rishon Shalo. The Meiser Rishon does belong to him. Firstly, the Rashbam points out, when it says the Ben Levi that's selling over here, this is Orcha de Milsa Nakak, this is a normal way that Levium would do such a thing. When they sell field to Yisrael, they would make a Tanai like this, this type of stipulation, because it's not actually impacting the buyer at all, because at the end of the day, he has to give Meiser Rishon anyway, so it's a Zenin of Zelichas and Matzav, and therefore it works. And what's it then? If Meiser Rishon does belong to him, it actually works, says the Rashbam, and like we're going to explain, the Kamafresh Lekaman, the Kevin de Ein Adam Kona Davar Shalom Baliolam, person is not Kona, somebody who didn't come into the world yet, therefore it must be the Shir or Shir, Mako Meiser. He's actually leaving over a little part of the field that belonged to him, that is the Meiser. Therefore, this Meiser, Meiser Rishon belongs to him, and even if the guy sells the land to somebody else, the schus of the Levi is not able to be sold to someone else, and that we're going to see in the Gemara itself. So now, Meiser Rishon Shelo Ve'amar, let's say the Levi says, Li Uvanai, Ulivanai, I'm going to sell the field to you, and the Tanayat of Meiser Rishon is mine and my kids. By that, he means after he is no longer in this world, that is going to be given over to his kids, Ma Yitain Libanov. Mace Kitin Labanov. If he dies, he gives it over to the kids, says the Rashbam. Avalim Lo Pirish Kane doesn't say that Ainamorish Badavar Zaz Khusa Labanov. It's not, he doesn't give over this as an inheritance to his children. Zakirvan Demishum Yisr Lashon Hu Damina Lakaman the Shir Makom Meiser Dai Lanu Iahani Yisura Lamai Shapirish Dahainu Laatsmo. So he goes over to his kids. But doesn't continue on to his children. We didn't say that. Ve'im Amar Lo. And Levi says to him, Kol Zman Shasada Zu Biyadcha. If he says that this Tanai is as long as the field is in your hand still, then Macha V'chazav V'lacha. Let's see, the soul sold the field to someone else and then bought it back for him. He doesn't have to give the Meiser Rishon to him and he won't give it to somebody else. Ein lo olav klum. The Levi has nothing on this guy. Says Rashbam, Dimish Machra La'achar, Pakale Makam Meiser, Shashir Latzma. He's removed that part that was reserved for him, because Shechazar V'lacha, when he bought it again, Machra lo. Rishon L'Sheni Kol Schus Shabali Yodo, everything's given over. The Chiyichi Dahu Lokeach Sheni Zocha Afilu Mako Meiser Chudin L'Zeh Lokeach Rishon Haba Mikocho. So he ends up getting everything back. He ends up getting back to the Levi anything. Back to the Gemara. Amai, hold on a second. Why does a Meiser Rishon belong to the Levi if it didn't yet exist, right? Like we say, Ein Adam Makna Davish L'Beolim. You can't be calling it something that didn't come into the world, says the Rashbam. Amai Meiser Rishon Shelo Ha Ein Adam Makna Meiser Dain Asad Lizar HaTavua Shigatsumim, and it didn't even grow. Af Lechor Shasada Tchila. So how could it be he gets it? Kevin Amar Lake says, I'm for the Gemara, since he says, Amar Asher Meiser Rishon Shali, and the condition that it's going to be mine, Shiri Shire Lamaka Meiser, he's left over for himself a place of the Meiser. So it's actually the land that he gets, and then the stuff that grows from it comes to him. Amar Ishlakish says on this, Zos Omeris is teaching us that a mocha bias al chaver. Let's say somebody goes and sells a house to his friend. Va'amar, and he says, Amanashe Diyuta Ha'elyona Shali. Rashbam explains, what does that mean, this lashon of here? What it means is a roofed-in area, gag sheish lo mica gavoa yud, if it has a mica fence that's 10 tvachim high, that we end up saying that that's going to retain his status. He gets to keep it. Now, he points out a little bit more. Let's read the whole Rashbam. He says, Zosomeris, Bryce Zudashmina, the whole Tanai Sheno Lomaila Vlomar, Ilim Kin Shira, Mina, and Shira, Shira, it actually works. Malcolm Latzel Porti lives for himself, Mina, Shamina, Damocher, Bias, Chaver. We learn from this that if someone says, I ask his friend, Varmalu, he says, Amanasha, Dutel, Yona Shali, that I get to keep this place, that Dutel, Yona Shalo, he gets to keep that in. Hua gag, that's the roof. Sheshla Mika Gavol Yud. Now, Varmina, Rasisan, but we did Darmina, Rasisan, we saw that in our Mishnah, Dafla, and Samach Aleph, the Einu Mocher im Habayis. If you have a roof that has a fenced in area of 10 Tfachamai, it's not sold with the house. For Tanai Zeh, Einu Moel, the Belav Hachinami Harehu Shel Mocher, even without saying it, even without saying Tanah altogether, it would belong to him. Kitakatani Masisan, Veloas Agag, etc. Veloha Yetzarach Lehisnos, Hilkach Diutel Yonah Shalom, it must be teaching me something else, as we're going to see in on the base. Lehotzas Zizan, Kenegid Rishusa Lokeach, the Mefarsh Azil, it's to include that he now has the right to have beams that are going out into the Rishus of the buyer, like we're going to say. Veloha Din and Amar Velo Chutzmi Diutel Yonah, the Shir Makom Bechatzer Lotzas Zizan, Valibid the Rebbe Zvid, can repair Misha. Mace, like we see enough kuf mem kas. So it's back in the Gemara. Shakish, Zosamaris, Amuchabaris, Chaveru, Varmelodi says, "Amanah should yell, should you tell Yonah Shali that you tell Yonah Shali he gets to go and to keep that beep turn the page." Samachim Lomays, Lamay Hilchasa, what exactly are you teaching us? Says Rashbam, Lamay Hilchasa, Merish Lakish, Da Hani Tanai. What is it teaching us that he actually gets to keep it? Even without that, it was his. He's not selling that area over there. What it means is that if he wants to have these beams that are sticking out from the roof into the guy's chutzir, he's allowed to do it. Right? I sell the house and I sell it with the chutzir that's coming along with it. Even though now the chutz really belongs to you, I have the right to go out and have my beams go out into the yard. Says the Rashbam, spells that out. The mochalot is a midyudel yona keneged chutzir shalokech shamachar shamachalot zeh bayis v'chutzir motzi. So lachiyahani tenoy, this helps. So hachiyam alei almanas, this is what he's saying. Allah should say, hey, do you tell Yonashli this top area of mine, legami lasus b'chutzir, so I can do whatever I want. Afloti menu zizin, even the beams coming out of it, like it was before I sold it to you. Habayis v'chatzah this year, but tonight b'kom b'chatzah, I'm leaving over like a place in the chatzah. K'mos shir l'mayla b'sada makom meiser, just like the Levi left over the makom for the meiser in the field. The whole tonight the lo mahani mai mai the ka'amar ahani miha l'shir makom. Because any type of tonight that's not really helping, because it was already there already, it must be coming to tell me that it's leaving over some other right for me. And that's what it means, this lashon of Zos Omeris, when Rish Lakish says that. V'dafka hu, says the Rishbam, continuing, Aval Beno, his son, Ein L'Rishus L'Holtzi Zizin, his son doesn't have the right to do it, Ash Yifrish, until Yifarish, Li Ulevanai, unless he says it specifically, just like we said earlier, by the Meiser. Chol Mitzah, the Daikinim Yisura, Dai Lanu, Yahani Yisura, Latzmo, for himself. Kamosha Pira, Shal Menashe, Meiser, Rishon, Shali, Hachanami Aminan Al Menashe Diota El Yonah Shali Avalabanav Lo Mahani Tanayim Yotar. This night won't help him. A Papa Armor from Papa argues Shem Rotz Livnos Aliyal Gababona. What it means is not that you could have this Zizan going up. What it means is he retains the right to actually build on top of it. Also, he can build on the roof another thing. The Rashbam explains differently. Sorry, not that you're building it on top of it, but rather if it falls down, you can rebuild it. Says Rashbam, Kuli hai, lo ani tanei lishayim mokom mimasha machar. It's not that it's leaving over like zizim. He's arguing that. Ela lahachya ani tanei miyusar. Shem rotza livnos diyuta zu im tipol gabov shalabayez bona. If he wants, if it falls down, to rebuild it, he can. And that's what the other Gemara ends off. Nav samach dalad v'im nofa hodar banila. If he would have sold the house just without saying anything, the house said, "You tell Yonah Shalom, he would have that roof as long as it was still there. But if it fell down, he wouldn't be able to go and rebuild it on top of this house. It was only that one that he made him keep. But if to another one, he was not mishtabed to him until he says specifically the lashon straight up, like we find in Bava Metzia." Right? So, then that's the way the Rav Papa understands it. Says the Gemara, hold on. Bishlama l'Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid explains that his Tanai comes to help to build the Zizan that can be motzi into the Chatzar. Rav Papa says he can rebuild it if it falls down. So now Bishlama said it makes sense going to Rav Zvid that he can put the beams out into the Chatzar. Hainitu katani zosameris. That's why Rishalkus uses Lashon of that Brisa, that this Brisa, the Levi who sells the land, that wants to leave over the Meiser, that is teaching us something. We make a tzushel to teach us that, hey, if it's not teaching me this, it's teaching me an extension of that. So hainitu katani zosameris, that the Brisa with the Levi is telling us idea that this Brisa is the source of this din over here, that if I don't need this because the Mishnah already says it, then I can explain it a little bit differently to tell me that he's getting some sort of ownership of the property, which is being seemingly sold entirely. According to Rav Zvid, Rish Lakish learned out from the Braisa, that so too in the case of someone sold the house, and then says a statement that the fenced-in rooftop is mine also, that means he's holding some sort of ownership that he could extend his beams into. That makes sense. El Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, that says a whole nother din, that if it falls down, you can rebuild it. My Zosameris, what sheikh is the words Zosameris, ki, like you're learning it out from that brisa. In other words, according to the way that Rav Papa is explaining, the point of Rish Lakish's din is only teaching that if you have something that's doubled up on, because you have it in our Mishnah already and you say something that's we don't need to be said, it's coming to teach us another din over here. But we don't need this brisa to teach us this. We're going to learn this out from something else. We're going to see on the Mishnah and Daf Samach Daled. So why did Rish Lakish say Zos Someris? This means he's telling us something that we're learning out from this actual brisa. Zagazok the Rashbam. Right? We don't need this brisa. Says Gemara Kasha. Okay, it's not a good Kasha, but they still hold their ground. Someone goes and sells a house to his friend. You know, hello, friend, would you like to buy this house from me? And what happens with this sale over here? Even though he wrote that he was selling the depth and the height, he has to write that he's going to be acquire from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, if you want to be including over here the bor or the dus, the pit or the cistern that's part of it. Right? If you just say depth and height, it's not going to include those two things. Says the Rashbam, Hayman the Mizabin Libi Salachavi, Mochalogam says, Bor Vesadus, he's also selling the boar, which we know goes in to the ground, Vadus, which goes from above it, the cistern, Vetzarch, Lo Lichto Bishtar Hamechir, he has to write this in the Shtar Mechira, Kane, Afagav the Kosov the Bishtar, Umka of Ruma, Shalbayas, even though I already said the Umka in the Ruma of the house, right? When he said these type of Lashonos over here, which is the depth and the height, that's not enough. Anymore, halach lo kana bor vedus. Come before us, like we're going to explain. The lahani mashakasav umka veruma el lemikti umka shel bias. All he did is he bought the omik of the house. Because you're going gufa karka, the land itself. If he wants to go and he wants to dig underneath it, the karka habayas imir tashim lo kasav lo have kana. If he didn't write that, he wouldn't be caught into this at all. Bistama. Ella harehu shal mocher obtained from the mocher to go into dig bor sichem oris underneath the ground if he wanted to. Ella shali yazik abag bais, he can't be mazikim. And also it would help to sell above the roof that it has a mica, which is 10 tfachim, that's not sold min astam with the house, like we said in our Mishnah. V'gam liktos kol avir, also to get all the airspace until the shemayim, until the heavens, until the rakia. Shem yir to live nos bonim, he can go build it. The mistama lo havi karalei, I can continue building, though I sold that air, that house to you. Ela harehu shel mocher, reminds, it retains my status to put these beams to build into the air. Go to the Achav to buy a soul. Okay, I assume I'm not going to mess up your house. Avalamikli bor vedus. If you wanted to, you know, the cistern and the well, shein tashmishin shovel abayis. It's not similar to the house itself. Hilchach, it's not considered. It's not considered included in the omik and rumo shabayis. V'lo kani le until he writes straight up these type of lashon over here. So he has to write this straight up. My taima. Why is it that it's when you say the lashon of, where are you, umka veruma, that's not enough to include these things, like depth and height, to include the bor and the dus. The umka veruma bestama lokani. The reason is, if I didn't actually specify the umka and the ruma, then minestam, it wouldn't be included in the house sale. Ahani umka veruma lemikte umka veruma. So therefore, writing the umka and the ruma, the depth and the height, now gives over the level, the space of below and above, but nothing else, right? This is what I need in order to know that you have the umka and the ruma. That's not including other stuff. Vahani mitahom aravad rumrikia lemikna barbadusu mechilos. And then only then, when you go and you be more expansive in your lush, and you say from the depths of the earth to the height of the sky, then it's going to include other things also, meaning the bor and the dus and other types of, you know, tunnels or digging that you're going to want to be involved with. Says the Gemara, lema misayilei, Let's bring a raya. Let's say that the following mishnah is going to actually help out Rav Dimi's din. Veloas abor, veloas adus. Afa pisha kasav lo umka veruma. That's a daf samach dal. It says pretty straightforward. Not the bor, not the dus. Even though you wrote umka veruma, which is pretty straightforward, saying backing up exactly what we just said. It says a gemara. How does this help? Pisha kadai tach b'stamach kani umka veruma. You assume this time you're going to collect. You're going to get that. Lahani umka veruma limikle bor v'dus mechilos. And by then saying umka and veruma straight up should include the dus and the mechilos. The fact that the Mishnah says, even if you say the Lashon of Umkun Ruma, it's not going to help with the door to Dus, that must be telling you that Stam is not like that. If you would have thought Bistam Kani Umkun Ruma, then the Umkun Ruma is saying it should help more in Dus and Mechilos. It must be that it doesn't help. But it says that it's not going to help you to get the door to Dus. It goes with Rav Dimi, it's saying that this is necessary in order to get the stuff which is above and below the house. It says the Gemara, not a Raya. Why are you giving me Kila it's a raya from the Mishnah? Maybe the Lo Kasavli Dafka, that Mishnah saying where he didn't write it, says the Rashbam, when we signed Lo Kasavli Umkavumi, he didn't write it over there. Hilkach Lo Kanabar Vados, Aval E Kasavli, if Itaka would have written over there, the Kania would have worked. Vafakav the Lo Kasav Me Aris Tahoma, the Lo Kerbi Dimi, maybe then against Rav Dimi. Says the Gemara, no. Vaha Afal P Shekasav Lo Katani. But the Mishnah says straight up, even if he did write it, it wouldn't work. So. No, nice try. Says Gemara, no, Hachika Amar. This is what it's saying. Afal pisha lo kasav lo, kimisha kasav dami, lemikna umka veruma. Right? Even though, in reference to giving over the areas of below, above and below the house, the din is that if the seller didn't write this lashon of umka veruma, it's like he did write that. Meaning he gets the space above and below the house, even if it's not written. But lemik the bar v'dus and mechilos, in reference to getting the pits and the cisterns and the other types of diggings, he kasav le umka veruma kani. If he writes umka veruma, then he taket does be he's konet. If he lo kasav lo kani, if not, then he's not konet. So therefore, you don't have a raya from our Mishnah at all, because it could be understood saying that dafka, if you write it, then you will end up getting it. Toshima, says the Gemara, okay, let's try to bring a raya, says the Rashbam, Siyasu, this is going to be a raya for Rav Dimi. Ooh, this is our Mishnah we saw in Sabah Chalaf, Veloas Agag B'zman Sheyish Lo Maika Gavoh Asar Tfachim, right? It says, somebody sells a house, he doesn't say specifically what's included, didn't sell the roof if it has this area, you know, of 10 Tfachim, which is a fence of 10 fachim going around. The beep, 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 turn the page, samach dalad, v'isakabdaitach b'stamach kanyom kavruma. If you want to say like you were trying to assume right now that minestam, if you didn't write, you get the omek in the ruma, then ki gavoh asar tfachim mayhave. Then even if it has 10 tfachim, a wall of 10 tfachim around it, who cares? Since the buyer is going to get the part that's above the house, he should get it even if you have this mica. So therefore, this Mishnah says that he doesn't get it. It must be a raya for Rav Dima, that one who buys a house doesn't get it automatically. There's the area that's going to be above it. Says, well, that's not a raya. We're flipping back the other way. Kivin de gavo asar tfachim chashiv. No, once it reaches asar tfachim, this is already a chashiv azachav here. Says Rashbam, matchina gavo asar chashiv. Bayis b'fnei atzmo, v'lo mivtal legabe bayis b'stama ad k'de mefarshum kovruma, v'al avir agag ad l'rakia, d'haini ruma, v'ho adin l'umka kani mistama. Says, taka a case when it's above and below, it is included even without saying it. But in the case where you have a chashiv amakum, then it's not going to be included. Karen the Gemara, sar tfachim b'chashiv. It says the Gemara, right, which goes against Rav Dimi, that you don't get it automatically. Pardon, you would get the airspace automatically, but not if it's this particular chashiv azach. So therefore, this is not a help for Rav Dimi anymore. Not only that, we're now going to come to attack Rav Dimi and bring a raya against him from something we saw from Rish Lakish. Amar le Ravina Ravashi. Toshima wa. Dam Rish Lakish says, Zosomeres, right? This teaches us. Amochabais Chavero, someone says, also his friend. Vamar le, he says, Amenash, do you tell Yona Shalini? He says, on condition that the fence and rooftop is mine, do you tell Yona Shalini belongs to him? Okay. But we added this in, so it's telling us something deeper. V'amrinu, what do we say? So what's that telling us? Rezvid Amar, he says, Shem Rotsa Lotzi Baziza Motzi, if he wants to extend beams, he can. Rav Papa Amar, Shem Rotsa Livnos Aliyah Gaba Bona, that if he wants to build, if it falls down, he can go and rebuild it, even though it falls down. Now, I jumped the gun with that interpretation. If you read it literally, it seems to sound like then if he wants to build above, according to Papa's pshat, it sounds like if he wants to build on top of that aliyah, he can actually go and continue to build above it. And that's going to be the issue over here. So what do you see? That v'sakadaitech b'stama lokani, if you want to say that the one who buys a house doesn't automatically get the stuff above it, then lama li almanas, then why do I have to say, why does the seller have to say with the condition that this area is going to be mine? According to Papa, this is going to give him the right to be able to build on top of the roof. But according to Rav Dimi, the space above the house is not automatically sold with the house. Then he has it anyway. Must be that it is, he doesn't have it anyway. It's not sold along with the house automatically. Pardon. It is sold with him. It is sold against Rav Dimi. Says Gemara, nah, that's not a raya. You misunderstood that whole pshat. It doesn't mean he can build above it. This is how we saw the Rashbam on Samach Gimel on the base that said that this is going to be the end of how the Gemara is going to end off. Right? So what it means is just that if it falls, he can rebuild it, but not that he gets to get the stuff above that, which then is not a right against Rav Dimi, actually may even be working in his favor. Okay, my friends. Let's see if the Rashbam spills this out. Right? The Nafel Hadar Bani Le, the Olam Mistama Lokani Loka. Lokeach ruma utgamert yisur tanai lamali lahachi ahani lamali lahachi ahani di nafel diuta hader banila who could preach this to el there of papa lav bebinyan algabi diuta iri ella bebinyan diuta atzmam tip of a false kain nira shita shmua zuz beinai vye shita sacheros vein bermash other shitas but nah they're nothing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.